The weeks-old saga of imprisoned U.S.-Iranian journalist Roxana Saberi, who was convicted by an Iranian court on charges of spying, appears to be nearing a turning point. Iran's judicial spokesman indicated her appeal would be heard next week. Judiciary spokesman Ali Reza Jamshidi says the proceedings of the appeal will be open to experts from the Iranian Bar Association. Iran has been severely criticized for slipshod procedures in her initial trial. Saberi's father, Reza, in Tehran with his wife, Akiko, to visit his daughter in prison and to help win her release, says she has been continuing a hunger strike for 2 weeks. He says he saw Roxana on Monday.
It's okay. I don't know. We saw her yesterday. She was very weak, and she still continues her hunger strike. It's the case will be heard next week.
Judiciary spokesman Jamshidi stressed Saberi's case has been referred to an appeals court where it is being studied, adding that a hearing date has been set for next week. Lucie Marion of Reporters Without Borders in Washington says that the group is doing everything it can in as many countries as possible to support Saberi and to help win her freedom.
Reporters Without Borders USA members were on strike for 24 hours. They started on May 3rd, World Press Freedom Day. Now it's an international movement, and we have been doing a rotation between Reporters Without Borders members in our headquarters in Paris and abroad. We've been contacted by people in the United States who have been telling us that they also want to start a hunger strike. So it looks like the movement is still going on.
Morio added that other journalists are concerned about Saberi's deteriorating health.
We know Roxana is very determined. We have told her that she doesn't need to continue the hunger strike, that we're doing it for her. We're very worried about her health. Now it's been almost 2 weeks, and it's getting at a point where her life could be in danger. And we really want to give her an exit solution, that she knows she doesn't have to continue it, that other people can do it for her. I know she was very sensitive about the fact that other people were supporting her abroad. It really meant a lot to her. Let's hope that she will take the decision to stop the hunger strike.
Iran's judicial spokesman insists Saberi is not on a hunger strike and that she is in good shape, despite reports she was hospitalized last week after she intensified her strike and stopped drinking water. The Saberi case has been the source of mounting tension between the United States and Iran in recent weeks, despite attempts by the Obama administration to open a dialogue with the Islamic Republic following a 30-year hiatus in diplomatic relations. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.